This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Here we are once again. Hello and welcome.
Are you getting
to
all three?
We have all three. Yes.
Okay.
You have warnings on yours, but it's still recording, so we're good. I don't know why you have warnings. Yes. This Canes is the only pup that comes with a warning label.
Rightfully so, actually.
do not feed after midnight, right? Do not get wet. Do not feed after midnight. Okay, well, hello,
great.
And welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about all things puppy and consensual sexual kinks. I am Barely Normal, and with me is...
And I am Canes.
And I'm Pup Dawson.
Pup Dawson, and we hope everybody's pup parts are in all the right places, or at least in some nice warm places.
I think all my parts are in one place. I can't feel if one of them are, but you know what? I trust it. Why does app not focused? How come is that just like me? Like, is it because I'm not focused that the app isn't focused?
You have to keep the actual window for the podcast, like recording, like in the foreground.
It is. Oh, it's gone now. Look at that.
Or it gets like really angry at you.
Well, I'm not recording the video anyway, so it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want in the background.
Cool.
Someday we'll record video for everybody and we'll all have our pup gear on and our jocks and whatnot, and we can just have everybody have a good old time. So
I'm already there.
You're already there? Okay.
Canes rubbed off on me, so I had to wear a onesie tonight.
Oh, he rubbed off on you? Did you get cleaned up? I hope you got cleaned up if he rubbed off on you.
No, I'm letting that was it fester.
That was a Catholic thing. Oh, I got rubbed off. Ah.
Man, we are starting off strong tonight.
I know. So before we get rolling, I want to mention that...
Should we re-roll the beginning again?
No.
We just keep going.
It's much more fun this way. We want to mention that April, of course, this episode's coming out in the middle of April, the day after tax day. So I hope you all got your taxes in America. I don't know what the tax day is in Canada, but...
Like 2 weeks ago, it's the end of March 31st.
Oh, there you go. All right. And so April is Autism Awareness Month and Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. We wanted to make sure that everybody knew that.
So make sure when you're in the shower tomorrow, you check, grab them balls, roll them around.
Yeah.
Do the thing.
Yep. Or have somebody roll them around for you and let you know if they feel anything strange.
Because it's always good to teach other people.
Yes. It's a learning experience. Next, come into the shower, please. Here, roll my balls around for me and tell me if you feel anything odd.
Don't mind if I get a little excited. You know, you could play with that too if you want to, you know,
stroke the shaft
a little bit and then maybe some white stuff will come out. And then, you know, then we'll go on to the next person.
That's hand cream, you see.
Yeah, exactly.
It's moisturizers. Lubricant. Moisturizers.
All I can think of is that, like, dick that you, like, go up and down to get the soap out of.
Yes.
Wait, is that an actual thing?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is an actual thing.
Yeah, and you just like you literally pull the like the foreskin down from the penis, and then that brings the soap out. And then when you bring the foreskin back up, it oozes it out. So then you put it on your hands and you wash it.
I think he wants one,
man. You're on the wrong side of TikTok.
Apparently, I'm on the wrong side of TikTok. Well,
maybe if you'd open up my videos every once in a while, you have like 3 months worth.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not on TikTok very often. I mean, if I am on TikTok, it's very it's for the For You page, and that's kind of my entertainment, and then I open it for a couple hours and then I'm just like, yep, I'm done.
You might be able to find out how to check your balls properly.
I don't even know how to look at messages.
Oh.
That's how I'm not on the app.
Yeah. I was, I got sucked down a TikTok thing actually today. I was doing research for a guest we're having on one of my other podcasts. Sukaru or Skururu or whatever his name is. He's a puppy. He's a dog. He's a furry dog. And he just, his videos are just him commenting on TikTok videos. So it's very interesting.
Reactions.
Yes. And they're hilarious. Yep. It's just funny. But anyway, Autism Awareness Month. My sister was visiting my home several weeks ago, and we had a discussion about autism, oddly enough. Why? I don't know, because we were probably high at the time, and we were probably trying to struggle with something, and we probably made a comment about it being autistic. And as we were having this discussion, we both feel that everyone is probably a little autistic. I mean, when you think about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be the new norm in the future.
Well, did you know that apparently Asperger's is just lumped into autism now? So there's like no such thing as Asperger's anymore. It's just like a spectrum of autism now.
Oh, of course.
Like I could be completely ignorant to that, but like a couple of my friends with Asperger's are like, yeah, my doctors don't even call it Asperger's anymore. They just said I have autism now. I'm like, what?
What? It's like, wow. When you can't
like, okay, well, that's like, you know, just like talking about like your entire life for like 20 years being like told you have Asperger's, also be like, no, you're autistic. Have fun. Bye.
Yay. Like anything else, like I said, that, you know,
that's
you
why
just
we have Autism Awareness Month, so you're aware.
But it's
fun, and we have a lot of neurodivergent and autistic puppers out there, and we
that's
love
true.
Them.
We do. We do love them. But how our actual...
The real spontaneous things.
Yes, the real topic for this week, if you want to call it that.
What is it? Tell me.
Oh. Well, we're going to talk about positions, generally such as like top, bottom, switch, side. On the title, I put Pussy Boys in Denial. I'm not sure what that's going to mean, but we're going to figure that out. And
That was me.
That was you? Okay.
Yeah.
And I
it's
do
from
understand
that. I can tell you the definition.
Okay. There's some consternation out there about roles and positions. I know, Dawson, you said that a lot of folks are still asking you about things like alpha, betas, omegas, handlers, all that kind of stuff. And so we can touch on that again. It never hurts to touch on that again for new folks. So let's poke our heads into that dark hole and see what we can uncover. Rough.
Oh. Giggity.
Giggity.
So when we first talk about, like for me at least, for positions, I think of a sexual position. Now, I think of it as completely separate. So you have your like submissive, dom, like switch roles. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those three are like in itself. They're the power dynamics of whatever you're doing. And then you have the sexual positions, which are top, bottom, verse, you know, sub, you know, top lean, bottom lean, you know, call whatever you want.
Top lean and bottom lean? What is that?
Yes.
Yeah, those are new ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I was gonna jokingly say diagonal earlier, but now that you're actually saying, I'm like, holy shit! Like there was something to this. What?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. So, not necessarily just verse. It can be a whole thing. So, like, some people will be like, you know, like me, for instance, I like to top a lot more than I like to bottom. Mm-hmm. So I am verse, but I lean more to the top side.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Oh, so it's like saying verse top.
Yes, exactly. But I lean, so I'm verse. I will do both for the right people.
So is that just like a slimming version of verse top? So like, you know, you're trying to fit into your summer outfit. So you're top lean instead of verse top.
You're much more lean, yes. Less fat, more muscle. It's like
So I separate those two out, and then same thing with the pack dynamics. It is very, very common to have a misconception that an alpha has to be a top, and that's not true. So an alpha can be verse. They can be a bottom. They can be a power bottom. It just depends on the pack dynamics. There's no like set rules for a pack.
Right. And that's just, you know, a pack dynamic, your role in the pack doesn't necessarily have to jive with your sexual role or your sexual position.
Correct. Yes.
I mean, you know, if you're a dominant personality, the chances are pretty good that you're going to wind up being an alpha or a beta in a pack. But you may not be a power top. You may be a submissive bottom when it comes to, you know.
Well, actual. Yeah. Cause like some people can be, like I've met a lot of, service pups. I have a special heart for service pups, because they're more caring and they're more of a handler when they're not in pup headspace versus when they're in headspace and they're, you know, trying to take care of other puppies. Mm-hmm. But it's so interesting because they walk such a fine line between the headspaces, that they sometimes mix. And I love watching when a puppy gets really confused with themselves because they're like, wait, can I walk or not? Can I walk? You know, like I've seen the service puppies where they're in full headspace and then they see something happen to another puppy, like get mauled or, mm-hmm. or, you know, get like trampled and oh my gosh. And they literally will like get up half get up and then go back down on their hands and knees and then crawl over to them. Mm. they're like, wait, I'm still in puppy headspace. Let me go back down onto all fours and then crawl over them and make sure that they're good. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny seeing that like counteraction.
Yeah.
And would you agree that it could like your roles also like Canes, like you'd say you're a lean top to make you feel better instead of a top lean. Would you say that is progressionary based off of how long you've been in the pup and kink?
Oh, that's a space? Good question.
So like, say for instance, like all of us, when we start off, like we're going to be submissive. So we start off as basically betas or omegas and we start off at the bottom of the food chain, right? Because we're new to it. We're still learning. And then as we find an alpha or a sir or a daddy, they teach us certain things and then we move up the chain and then we can start learning and adapting from there. So you may start as a power bottom because that's how you put the most blood into the water. So all the rest of the fish will come and feed off of you so you can move up the food chain faster.
Yeah,
and then there you slowly adapt and then you turn into a top and then you slowly kind of turn into that dom thing. Cause like, that's what I'm finding out right now is like slowly I'm doing stuff. I'm like, shit, am I slowly feeling like I'm more of a top now? Like, shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me explain a little bit about how I first got into pup. And the reasoning why I have so much knowledge, I guess, with all of this. So when I first started, I was definitely a bottom. I was a very subby bottom puppy that just wanted love and affection, and I would get it in anywhere I wanted. After a while, I was in a pack. I got brought into a pack, and I actually still talk with these people to this day. Actually, they were just over, and they listen to this podcast, so they're going to know exactly who I'm talking about.
Hi, people. He's talking about.
Yes.
Hi, people.
But,
hi, puppies.
So they've basically when they first moved to California, we formed a pack, and basically I started learning kind of how to take care of other puppies from them. And so I'm very observant when it comes to, I like to people watch. Mm-hmm. So when I first was going to like conventions and I mean, barely, when I first met you, what did I do literally the most of the time? I literally sat next to you or stood next to you and just watched mm-hmm. everything unfold.
Yep.
I like to like observe everything and kind of absorb it all in. And then I like go into something.
And if you need a better example of this, Canes went over a couple examples of how they've done this before. I think it's episode 6 when we went over ownership or something like that. Mm-hmm. You talked about a couple things in there, and they're really good examples of what you did with the puppies and the groups with it. So,
yeah. So basically, once I like kind of started getting like familiar with how to do it and everything else, like what I wanted to see in a puppy and how to get them in that headspace and how to teach them all of that, then I started finding out, oh wow, okay, I'm actually a little bit more of a dominant role. And I started finding, oh okay, I have to admit, a lot of bottoms started hitting me up when I started making this realization.
Okay.
And
well, you do have a nice dick. I mean, you know, that's why they wanted it. So, I'm just saying, having
you
experience.
Finally found Grindr.
Yes.
By the way, how was that muscle app? Going back to the last episode, did you try it?
The muscle app.
Yeah, the one that I was talking about. Remember that dating app, the MUSL?
Oh,
app? Did you try it?
Yes, and? Yes. I tried it. I do not like it, but some people. Yeah, some people will.
I didn't even go there. So.
Okay. Okay. It's all good. It's all good. Carry on.
But, yeah, so, like, basically, you don't have to necessarily, like, choose one as soon as you're a puppy, and that's all you are. Packs change constantly based on what's going on in people's lives. Like, I know alphas that have turned into omegas just because, you know, a family member passed away and they just cannot handle being in that position and they need more love. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anything bad. It's just sometimes the pack needs to mold and shape in a different form for the individuals that are in that pack.
Agreed. And yeah,
well, I guess it would kind of boil down to what kind of puppy you are at that time too, because like if you're like a playful puppy, then like that will kind of turn into like how you're perceived for your sides of top or bottom and stuff. And then like say if you're like a slave slutty puppy, well obviously you're probably going to be probably a pup, I'm assuming. I don't want to make some assumptions, but you know, you do you.
Again, there's
the free puppies that are just like they just put a hood on because they think they look cute and they want to put pictures on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I guess it all kind of depends on which category you fall into. And it's,
oh, and that's why I do. And that's why I do separate things.
Like some people even have separate hoods. Like they'll have three or like, I know pups that have like three or four separate hoods and they actually have different names for like their slut puppy is like, said name, and then they're like
come fuck
little
me
like,
or something.
Yeah, like come fuck me, and the other one's like Tits McGee is like their like cute one or whatever, and then like
yes, and then Fido is their I'm just gonna be a pup. Yes.
We broke Loki.
We broke Canes.
Oh, fuck, I gotta stop that. I'm sorry.
It's not Loki. He's long. She's long gone. She's.
But I have Loki in my living room.
She's so. Well, you have a different Loki. Right?
It's sitting in my cage.
Ah. All right.
I know. I'm sorry. It just means that I love my snake and you at the same time, Canes.
Aw. Aw, that's so cute.
And it just means that I'm thinking of my snake while looking at you, which means I'm technically thinking of your snake while thinking of your name. Are you feeling better yet? Have I gaslit you?
No,
Okay.
You know, you quit while you're ahead.
Hey, and you know what sucks is literally as the last episode went out, I realized that I called you that at the end of the episode and I texted you right away. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I have to say, like, if someone calls me something wrong, I just don't care. I'm like, whatever. I know you're talking to me. Some people, yes, might get offended by that, but I don't.
I promise as long as I'll never say it while you're inside of me. How's that sound?
Okay.
You better not, because then it will be an issue. Well, for
what
you.
What happens if I want it to be an issue?
Mm. Well, I mean, that's.
When you're being a brat pup, of course, there you go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just be careful what you wish for. With things because I know how to do things like add a toy into the mix while I'm fucking you, or
or a bear. You know,
Yes.
Once daddy gets the claws that he bought at Claw this weekend on me, I'll let you know whether or not I regret what I wish for.
Ooh.
Okay.
They're claws. Really pretty. They're like these leather gloves with metal claws at the end, and they look so hot. Anyway. Pussy boys in denial, eh?
Pussy boys in denial. So, first of all, what is a pussy boy, and why are they in denial?
So...
I feel like this is just a meme at this point.
It's just a fun way of saying a very, like, femmy bottom boy. Like, it's like that house boy, pool boy type person where they're like, they'd come up to you in public thinking that you didn't know they were gay and be like, hey, bruh, you want to, like, go chill out and do some stuff, bruh? Like, you know, there's a volleyball game next week if you want to go see it, bruh. And then all of a sudden, they're just like the most extreme power bottom of the world. So they're just like, they're just pussy boys in denial. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So just he's skinny. He wears tight clothes. He's sensitive, pretty, and affectionate or effeminate at the same time. But he's also looking for an alpha just to destroy him.
Rearrange his guts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, those are my favorite, by the way. If you're a straight guy in denial and you want to get plowed and you live near, you know, California, hit me up. So I will pop that cherry in a very, very good way.
That's why, like, me and Marcus always laugh so hard. So remember how I was telling you about how I blew chunks all over Marcus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I also get the pussy boy in denial from, is from the same movie, is another gay movie. So he actually throws up on the guy's back in that movie too. But the funny thing is that he throws up and the guy that he's with is like this straight macho man. Same thing. He's like, can we like pretend that you're like actually straight and like, and like, just that, like, but the most hilarious thing is that the person's name in that video is my middle name.
Oh.
And okay. Then they also blew chunks all over them. So the fact that the character's name in that movie is also part of one of my names, and then they blew chunks, and it just tied all in. I'm like, this movie's going to be played at my funeral. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
And what's the name of the movie?
Another gay movie.
Another gay movie.
Another gay movie. If you can find the original uncensored version, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do not recommend another gay movie, though.
So I have a question, because you brought up...
Oh, God.
You brought up a side position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm new to this side position thing. I've heard it a couple times at this point.
Yeah.
Did you guys do any research on it?
I did.
You did? Okay.
I called Daddy earlier.
Oh, I actually just Googled it. So, apparently...
Well, I wanted to make sure I was on the right track, and Daddy said I was, but I had to reword some stuff because he didn't like my wording. So,
all right. So, according to the Urban Dictionary online, it says that a side is not a Caesar salad or fries or onion rings, but no, it is a homosexual male who does not enjoy anal penetration, either giving or receiving, but will engage in other forms of same-sex acts. So that's pretty much it. I mean, everything else except for the head in the hole is not going to there. They consider that a side. And in fact,
yeah.
Grindr actually put that as an option on for your positions.
And the reason being is the way that I described it was you're basically up for foreplay, but not intercourse. And Daddy said that was wrong because that puts up a bunch of stuff that's not supposed to be where it is. And he taught me right.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically was saying, and like, I'm like, that actually makes a lot of sense, is that basically the side thing is for a lot of our pansexual and demisexual and our like other allies out there,
or all the straight guys,
really fit in to the top or bottom, because if you're pansexual or asexual, you may still want cuddles, or you may still want some kind of touch, but you don't want any penetrative sex, whether it be, you know, hand jobs, blow jobs, insertive sex into the anus, anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. But you still need to be able to voice what you're bringing to the table, and that's basically where Psy comes into play.
Wait, so I thought it was still blowjobs and hand jobs and stuff like that.
Yes. No, so it wouldn't be anything that would go into a hole.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
Okay.
I think it's totally non-anal. Okay. You just take the ass out of the factor, and everything else is good. Okay. They're willing to blowjob or whatever. At least that's the way like, I interpreted it.
I feel like I would have been more of a side guy when I first started coming out. Mm-hmm. Because I was deathly afraid of anal sex. Like I would give blowjobs, no problem.
Yeah.
Hand jobs all day long, kissing, you know, cuddles, everything but like literally part of my profile for Grindr and Adam for Adam was literally I'll do anything except
this.
But in that except, would that also include them taking your throat and using it as your arsehole? Or would you say no to that?
No. So a blowjob is okay. is different.
Okay.
In my opinion. But I mean, I have no idea. I don't know what the right or wrong answer is.
And that's the thing is like, none of us
I
do.
Just found out about side.
Well, position, the way that I always describe it is that like we're in our grandparents and our great grandparents situation where like they were just learning about gay and bisexual and lesbian for the first time. They're like, what the fuck is this? Like, I thought you guys were just funny. Like, and. Yeah. Now all
just
of a sudden,
little light in the loafers, that's what you are.
You know what
that's
I mean? It, so know. Like, oh wow, you're good at fashion and you're wearing mommy's heels. Maybe don't do that at dinner, honey.
Yeah.
So and now we're learning all these different terms and stuff, and like we have to have a come at it with like I know some of us may be in different boats, but some of us did have the people like it mean like I said, family's not blood, but they did have the people around them that accepted them, helped them through it eventually and got them where they are, and if they were able to do that, then we should be able to do it for everybody that's around us right now. And I hope everybody's listening.
Absolutely.
Shares that with everybody else, because obviously mm-hmm. with everything that's going on in the States right now, we need to band together for as much as we can with everybody. So
right. Well, and the funny thing is, you know, and I get people hit me up on Telegram and places, they're new puppies and they're like, well, I'm not sure what I am. And I tell them, well, just do what's comfortable for you and you will eventually find out what you are. You don't have to pick something and stick with it for the entire time that you're a puppy. You know, make some choices, do some things, learn stuff.
Yeah. Some people always ask me what breed I am. So what breed puppy I am. So I don't go to that side for myself personally. Mm-hmm. I know quite a few people that do, and you know, classify them as, you know, a pit bull or, you know, a lab or a husky. Whatever. But when you make that choice, it's not necessarily you have to sign it in blood in a contract for, you know, forever and ever. And if you're not that, then, you know, some people are going to put you away in jail somewhere,
right?
Because you changed your mind. That's not, it's the same thing with the furry fandom too. There's characters that literally they'll start out as a fox and then later on they'll turn into, you know, a wolf.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Right. Well, this one puppy asked me if there was a national council of puppies that puts out laws and rules for the puppy fandom. I'm like,
there should be.
No, there's not.
No, there should not be.
There should not be. But, you know, if we want to start it, a dues will be $100 a year. And every puppy just send the money to And we'll send you a rule book.
Is that, can we just add that on to King's subscription for his security camera for there his live gay house that he's going to be setting up?
Dude, that would be so
remember
cool.
Your $150 subscription fee that you wanted for that?
What? $150 subscription?
Yeah, he wanted $150 for that. That's why I just started talking to him and said, so I can just get a free visit to the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so basically I'm thinking like, this is obviously down the road, but I want to have
a big brother
a community
house?
like a community house type of thing.
Okay.
And like, you know, if you want to pay your share of the bills type of thing, like there's not, you're not living here for free,
right?
But you know, I want to be able to have a house where pups are able to visit California or come to Mr. S, and you know, have a safe place to actually come and visit Mr. S, because most people will not be able to come to Mr. S until they are able to actually like visit, which is really hard. And if I'm able to do that financially, where I'm able to, you know, bring people in, but at the same time, I also know the beneficial of marketing and everything else for that type of adventure. And when all of that is going on, I kind of want to set up like cameras and things like that, where there's obviously places that are not filmed, like the bathroom and you are so distracting, Dawson.
I was like, is he streaming on his other stream while you're talking, or is he just being a jackass?
I was trying not to look at him.
Right? And
started using my hands.
I thought he was streaming on his other stream. Just like, no, I dual was literally timing
trying
right
to
now,
mimic everything Kane was doing.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
So, I talk with my hands, yes. I want to basically like have a house where, you know, maybe there's a couple cameras that are more of like a sexual area, or like a playpen that subscribers can actually view, like during those set times.
Like Cam 4.
Yeah, like Cam 4, but like an in-house thing. Yeah. Basically, that's all individual to kind of like offset some of those bills that would be for that house.
There you go. Nice. That sounds like a good idea. Yeah,
I think it'd be a really fun idea. I just have no idea how to start.
Yeah, I would
move to Canada.
I would be a little concerned about just random pups popping in, though, because you don't know who you're getting when you do that.
Well, if you're paying $150, I don't give a shit who I'm getting.
Well, you don't want them to murder you.
Because, you don't give them the address.
Well, if you're going to stay at the house, they have to have the address. What are they going to do?
No.
Okay. It's people that you know. It would be the three of us staying at the house and people watching us.
Oh. I thought you were going to do like an Airbnb for puppies to come in and do stuff.
No. Maybe a few pups that you know.
Like the VIPs. Like, we'll give away like for money.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm on the same sheet of music. I was just thinking random pups coming and staying at the house for a while.
No, like, that's why Craigslist got rid of that shit.
No.
Craigslist for puppies.
No. I want to know the person that's going to like live there or like, or visit type of thing. Right. I would want to know them personally because, again, this is my house that I am doing this with, not a rental property.
Gotcha. Okay. Now I'm on the same sheet of music. Okay. Wow. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about was what our preferences are when it comes to these positions and roles and all that kind of stuff. And I think depending on the person you're with, your position and role changes. I mean,
very much so.
Obviously, you know, I have a sub that comes over and I'm Dom with him and I do all sorts of things to him. And he then goes home happy and spent, after a couple hours. And, you know, that's what I am to him. And, you know, I have another couple of guys that come over and, And I go home happy and spent. And so, you know, there's just different roles that you take. You know, and like you said, when you were first coming out, you were more of a side. I think a lot of guys, when they're first coming out, are afraid of the butt.
Oh, no, I have to write on that shit. I knew I was a bottom from day one. I was like, hey, there's a guy beside me. I'm sitting on this. Let's try it. I'm sick of markers. I'm sick of whatever I can find in the house that fits it. No, fuck it. Okay, we're done.
Well, but was that the first thing you ever did, was stick something up your ass? He's thinking. He's cogitating. No. I'm guessing the first thing you did was mess. I'm going to say the first thing you did was not stick something up your ass when you were discovering your sexuality. I think the first thing you did was you discovered how your penis works.
With the massager.
Yes. But see, And then you said, I wonder what something would feel like in my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he's been a bottom ever since, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a good boy, though.
He's a very good boy. You're a good boy. I'm so proud of you. Pet, 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 pet. Here. Come snuggle on Verily's chest.
So I love when Dawson streams,
mm-hmm.
he's adorable because he tries to be like this Dom sometimes. and I just laugh. I laugh every time because this is giving, you know, all the secrets away, but you're a bottom.
I'm a top. Okay, I'm a top.
So I actually had a
as
friend.
As soon as I say, good boy, mm-hmm. I'm a top.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I actually had a puppy friend, and he's going to be listening too. He'll laugh too, but
notice he doesn't say any names. He just says, all these people know me. I'm that important.
Yes.
And they're going to know that I'm talking about them. Yeah, I can say that too.
Never see anybody in his house.
Yeah. Well, this person will definitely reach out to me and actually message me because this is what he does every time that I talk about him on the podcast.
Okay.
But basically, we were in a pup Discord for a long time. It was a public Discord. And this was before all the rules and everything else took place. But we're always hanging out with some people in there, and we always teased him that he was a bottom, and he's like no, I'm a top. And so then he literally just started saying I'm a top. And like in this high squeaky voice.
Yeah, no, you're not.
And we all knew right there.
Yeah. we all knew that it was not the case, but it was just funny because he's like, I'm a top.
I top all the time, guys. Like, it's my favorite pastime.
I absolutely love him, and I miss him dearly, but he's still a bottom.
And
at heart.
And this is another question I got on the DM. This puppy wanted to know if he had to be a top because he had an 8-inch cock.
No.
And I said, no. I said, you will make bottoms like, happy with an 8-inch cock, but you don't have to be the top. So.
And there's also
your like 8-inch cock and everybody above, just be know that you are your own person and you are your own cock.
Yes.
I know a lot of people because I have a friend that literally he got extremely depressed because, again, small town, the guy with one of the biggest cocks in town,
mm-hmm.
literally he just felt at the end of the day that the only reason people were talking to him was because if they talked to him, eventually he'd cave and fuck them.
Okay. Yeah.
And just know, guys, you're valid. Your big cock is great, but your personality is better. Remember, you have a great personality inside that cock, and we love you for it.
Yes, yes. A person is not their cock.
Yes, But what I was gonna what I was gonna say is
yes,
that's a whole different.
It's a whole different story. Yes.
So what I was gonna say is if you're nervous about like topping, just because it might be deemed more of a dominant role, but you don't necessarily want to be in that dominant role, you need to realize also that there are like subby tops out there. I am very much in love with being a subby top, but you have to have the right person. You have to have a power bottom that wants to put you in that position. Obviously, consenting is a big thing. So, yes. Like, power bottoms don't just think, okay, this person has an 8-inch dick. I'm going to power bottom into topping me. Right. That's not the way that works. No.
That's essentially rape. So don't do that.
Yes. Don't do that.
Just don't.
But I definitely want to like reiterate that there are out there, there are dom bottoms and there are sub tops. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, a mixed variety of everything. You don't have to limit yourself to maybe what you think is a dom versus a sub.
Right. And you don't have to be the same thing every time.
Yeah. No.
You were a dynamic being. Uh-huh. And we can do what we want when we want with who we want as long as we have consent.
I can't believe you're drinking straight vodka, Canes.
I know, wow. Right? Right out of the bottle. It was insane. Just tipped that Tito's right up there and took a swing. Oh, my God. Wow.
Like, did you finish the Sprite already, or are you waiting to finish the bottle before open the Sprite?
There you go.
No. So this is the Sprite is already gone.
Oh, okay. So you finish the mix first, then you finish. Okay.
Okay.
Good for you. Good boy.
It's like eating a bunch of Mentos and then swigging a Diet Coke, you know.
Oh. So.
Does that actually...
They call that the human volcano, yes. You have to swallow the Mentos whole. You can't chew them. You have to swallow the whole thing just like you're, you know, taking a cock down your throat. And then you have to swig that 2-liter bottle and you will spew out of both ends.
Oh my gosh. No.
Yes.
That is like super deep cleaning at that point.
Yep. Who needs all that barium when you're going in for your colonoscopy?
Remember,
just do a human volcano.
It's either do the human volcano enema that way or throw up on your partner's chest.
There you go.
So, Mentos or puke? One of the two.
So, well, at least with the Mentos, it smells better.
That's true.
Yeah. So,
cock fresh.
Yeah. So, like, we started discussing about what we are. I prefer to consider myself kind of a side top. So, I enjoy doing a lot of things that don't have to do with anal play. And I can have a great time without going for the hole. So, that's just me.
So for me, I think I've already...
Yeah, you already said you're a lean top.
Said this. I'm a lean top, but not in that way. But I do kind of flip-flop based on my mood. So like when I'm going through like a hard time in life, I do find more that I'm in like a sub. Mm-hmm. Subspace, so like sub bottom or
emotional damage out of me, daddy. Now,
exactly. it's. I don't even know how to explain it. Basically, it's just when I'm in like a in like more of a stressful life situation. I basically will go back to being more of a sub, back to like my home of a puppy. And when I am in that, like, I literally just want to be left alone a lot of times. It's not even like a sexual thing at all. It's just me wanting to be by myself and be a puppy for a little while. Mm-hmm. And you know, eventually I will start coming out of it and be more social again. And then, you know, do it all over again. And I start getting to the point where I have that mix of like Dom sub type of thing. And then it will turn into more of, okay, I'm more Dom.
And can I just say, as someone who's witnessed it over the last year, it's hot as hell. The transition is sexy.
The transition is sexy. Yeah,
your trauma is hot to me, just so you know. I think that might be my king.
I hate trauma.
Yeah. I don't acknowledge trauma. When it happens, I kind of go, yeah, trauma, whatever.
Makes us stronger. It's just a set of weights, that's all.
Yeah, she's like, eh,
lift whatever. Them up, throw it away.
I mean, you know, we've all had some pretty nasty things happen to us in the last 12 months. So I know it's a little dead hand over there, yes.
But hey, I can't complain. I have a dead hand, but my dad's brain blew up and now he's walking and talking again. So if he can do it, I can do whatever. So,
nice. That's good.
Remember that, kids.
Yes.
If someone's brain can blow up.
If you dream it, you can do it. Yes.
You can do it.
I want to have
that. Dawson, what about you?
Yeah.
What are your preferences?
I'm like, I'm like a side switch. Like it depends on the day. Like a lot of times my partners I'm with, they want to do it first thing in the morning and puppy eats right before he goes to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. Y'all understand. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go into detail.
No, I understand 100%. Like,
the factory is at full capacity and you can't fit anything else in there.
Storage is full.
You need to get a couple like loads of the trucks out first. Yes. And then we can put another load into the building.
So, there you go.
And that's okay. But I find that like I bottom more. I'm just more comfortable with it. However, when I top, I find that, remember how I was mentioning that like I have an issue when I climax because I'm like, it's in that's the thing that you're kind of like, that's the finish line that everybody expects you to get to, and then at that point I'm like, no,
the pressure.
No, uh-huh. No. Yep. Well, when I top, I feel it's the same thing, because all of a sudden you get, and motherfuckers, let this be a warning to you. I hope you know bottoms. And then all of a sudden think about this, because you're going to know exactly what this line is, motherfuckers. You're sitting there, you're topping, and all of a sudden they're like, they're about ready to go, and all of a sudden they look right in your eyes, and you're like, come in me, daddy.
Yes.
And at that point, the moment that they're like, now you need to come in them, you're like, fuck.
Now it's a requirement.
Now it's a requirement, and how do I tell you? Can you just come yourself? Like,
yep.
Like, just come already. Like, I'm going to be another half an hour, 45 minutes. I have a bad heart. My hip is giving out. I have no left arm right now. I can barely, like, you're lucky I'm alive, and I, like, just please.
I need to get the walker over here to finish up. You know?
Like, I don't know.
Where's my Viagra? Like, yeah.
My thing is, it's always at the most inopportune moment. So, like, when I know that I can, like, get off, and like it's gonna happen, it's like 3 a.m. and Marcus is passed the fuck out and mm-hmm. he's not in the mood, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, it's gone now. And then I'm like, I'm gonna wake up in 3 hours and I'm gonna have to take a massive coffee dump. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna be awake and he's gonna be hard as hell and he's gonna want it, and then I'm not, and then me and him are just in this back and forth of constant mm-hmm. like blue balling each other. So
I have told all my partners and people that I play with, if you wind up spending the night and you want to do something and I'm asleep, just go ahead and start working it. I'll wake up. I'm happy to oblige.
See, like blowjob, and that's where the side thing. Like if I like were to wake, if you were to wake, like he's woken me up before with like hand jobs and blowjobs. I'm like, oh, nice. And I've mm-hmm. done like the same to him every once in a while.
Yeah.
But like, the whole like anal and all that, I'm like, I can't, like, destroy my throat. Like, if I'm half asleep, destroy my throat. Like,
right.
Yeah. Wake me up. Like, use whatever else. But I'm like, until I've had my coffee and I know that, you know,
right,
the fiber, you know, pills worked, then we're good to go.
Yeah, you've got to spend some quality time in the little room
remember your fiber pills.
Remember your fiber pills. Yes,
take your meds. I don't know when you're listening to this, but take your meds.
So, story a friend of mine had. Story time.
Oh.
He was with this guy, and they were going at it hot and heavy, and the guy came on him. His cum was orange.
That's happened to me when I was younger.
And the guy was like, and it freaked my friend out. He's like, cum shouldn't be orange. And this was like neon orange, he said. It was like,
mine was like phlegm yellow.
No, this was like neon orange. And the guy's like, no, it's okay. It's the medication I'm on. And it makes my cum neon orange. And he was like, nope, sorry, you got to go. Nope, can't deal with that. Cum should not look like Skittles.
I mean, have you seen the commercials?
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't just orange. It was multicolored.
So the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow. Yeah. But no, it was just orange. So let me ask you guys a question.
Yes.
This is going to sound strange. What's the most cum you've ever gotten out of somebody?
In one time?
One ejaculation.
I don't know how much because it was in my stomach, but I know I had to swallow twice.
Okay.
And then there was still stuff on my chin and chest after.
Okay. I think the most I got, I was fucking this guy and he came and we were in the standard position, if you will. He was on his back. I was between his legs and we were going
missionary.
Missionary. Yes. Well, actually they don't call it missionary for the gays. They call it something else. Now there's new terms. There's a whole bunch of new terms out there. Don't ever get onto Urban Dictionary because you will learn all sorts of new fucking terms for shit. And it's like,
well, that's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, this is Marcus.
It's not called missionary.
Marcus has a kink for this, and I'm trying to remember what the name of it is, because he sends me videos all the time, and I'm like, where the fuck does that come from? It's literally a fire hose of cum coming out of this guy
for
30 seconds, and it's like shooting, and I'm like, how do you even, like, I don't even piss this much.
Right, yeah, I mean, this guy came for at least, I want to say, a good 20 seconds, and it was just a steady stream of... And he literally coated his entire chest running down and a few things on the headboard. And I was just like, wow, it was amazing. It's like,
so I definitely have had, I had a boyfriend in high school.
No way. You had a boyfriend before?
You had a boyfriend? Wow.
Yes, okay. I've had quite a few now at this point.
Wait a minute. Are you gay?
Yes, oh, I am very much gay.
Oh my God. Jesus.
All right. I'll say it.
So I had this, let's just say they were very twinky.
Okay.
Obviously.
You have a type, sir?
Yes, I do. I definitely do. Twinkies come line up. Mm-hmm. I will plow them.
Everybody
all
from
day
the
long.
Hostess factory.
Yes.
Yes. Everyone from the hostess. but again, I don't necessarily just have that type. I'm not very picky.
You're not exclusive.
I'm not very exclusive, but I do have a type when it comes to, boyfriends, it seems,
sure.
Because they all are blonde and blue eyed
and skinny,
and twinks. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but apparently I fall in love with blonde, blue eyed twinks.
Okay.
Yeah,
Marcus,
I don't know
says
why.
I has a thing for broken boys, and I need to stop.
Mm.
So, anyways, we were obviously younger at this time too, but I remember literally one time where this is probably as much cum as I've ever seen, but definitely covered most of the bed, and I mean like. most like the sheets had to be replaced at this point. There was just a film of cum all over it. It wasn't just like a it was like painting. Like a squeegee. Like you needed a squeegee
off
the on the sheets.
Wow.
And it was hot, but holy crap, it was because I mean we were fucking for probably a good hour, so I don't even know how long. I don't even know when like he first came, but it was a lot at the end.
Yeah.
But this was when we were a lot younger and we could actually, you know, do 5 or 6 times in one sitting.
Sounds like a teenager.
Yeah, basically it was.
Yeah, I mean, I can, you know, if I'm doing it right, I can usually get a guy off 3 or 4 times during a session. And my biggest problem is when I hook up with a guy for the first time, I don't know whether it's just the excitement of the first time, but I'm like a one pump chump. And it's just like that first time it's like, sorry. I know you just, you know, grazed the back of your hand against my cock and I just came, but I apologize. But, I mean,
there's no need to apologize. Just stick it in.
Yes.
Lube. Extra lube.
Lots of
extra lube.
Extra lube. Extra lube. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question for y'all because y'all would have more experience in this than me. And why am I using y'all? Right. Because I got in shit for saying use all the time. So I switched it.
Use guys.
So using with, and then I go ahead and use it in a different motherfucker. So
he is a puppy after all.
He is, yes.
So with the going back to the handlers and the alphas and all that fun stuff.
Right.
So if you have a handler or you have an alpha and they tend to go towards the top side of things because they're more dom, obviously that's why they're probably in those positions. But then you're with them, but you feel like you're more of a top than a bottom. But then your alpha says, get bend over and give me your arse. Are you going to do it? Or are you going to negotiate where it's like, well, maybe we get somebody else in here for you to breed instead of me? And then at that point, are you like a beta trying to fight for an alpha's position? Or where are we in that? Or am I over-personalizing this?
So this actually does happen quite a lot, actually. So I know quite a few packs where they'll kind of it's almost in like a family loving way, if that makes sense. But what happens kind of is that the alpha and the beta or like some pack members will actually like fight to be like the top dog in some regard. And it's like, oh, I can come 3 or 4 times in someone before I'm finished. Like, oh no, I can do 4 or 5 instead of your 3 and 4. Or, oh, I like, you know, I can do this, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I have a bigger dick or whatever.
A literal no dick set measuring contest.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Actually, it happens at work sometimes where literally, like, some people, you know, metaphorically, oh, okay, obviously.
I was going to say, where do like, you work that they're comparing dick sizes? It's like, wow.
No, like, metaphorically, you remember, you know how, like, sometimes in, like, corporate, like, where people will sometimes be like, no, I'm your boss, and flonk,
yeah.
Like, massive dick onto energy. The actual, yeah
big dick energy right there, yeah.
But anyways, that kind of basically like, sorry, going back, I'm a puppy too. Hi, I'm Canes. Basically, don't distract me more.
That's half the fun of this show.
No, I'm trying to get my point across.
Okay. Get your point across.
So basically, when you have that dynamic, it kind of has a lot of like tension kind of on purpose. And you can have actual pack members trying to fight for like that dominant role, but that doesn't mean that someone's like taking over. It might just be for like that session or for like that short period of time. Because like we said, like packs are very like fluid. They're not set in stone. So I feel like, yes, you can have a pack member go into a beta position to be more of a dominant to, you know, some like the other beta or the alpha that just needs to be, you know, more manhandled at this time. But then like after they're done, then they go back to being, you know, in that alpha role, or it might take a couple weeks or a couple sessions or whatever. The pack dynamics change quite a lot. And it can be confusing for people that are not in the pack. But it is healthy and it is okay if you are consenting to it. The only time that it is not okay is if there is not consent to whatever is happening in the pack. And if you are in a pack where you feel like you're not consenting to things and things are still happening, get out of that pack.
Find a different pack. Yeah.
Like, don't feel a need never, ever, 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 ever,
ever
feel the need to stick around because your CDs are in that motherfucker's trunk.
Mm-hmm. If
you know that you are not in the right place, you leave. Do not stick around, because in some cases, as much as we're told it gets better, mm-hmm. in those cases, sometimes it does not get better.
Yeah.
And you need to realize that and make the decision.
All right. So have either of you ever done something like that where you are in a position and you just like say, peace, I'm out. I'm not doing that. I'm gone.
I have, yes.
Yeah.
I won't go into detail, but yes, I have.
Yeah.
It hasn't. It's been where I haven't, like, up and left in a, like, a one-on-one session, but it's been in, like, a group where something, like, is happening in a group. And mm-hmm. I was like, no, I don't want that. Evidently enough, I went into a closet and hid. okay. And then eventually came out and continued on. But it was just one of those things, again, being with us with Autism Awareness a Month.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one of those things where I was in an orgy and I was overstimulated. There was so much happening around me. And then somebody grabbed me. And sometimes when I'm overstimulated, I don't like being touched because I'm focused on a bunch of different things. And all of a sudden you touch me and pull me and I'm like, what the fuck? So I just like, I freaked out a little bit. So I was like, no, 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 no. And they're like, no, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. And like, when somebody's freaking out like that, do not tell them it's okay. Tell them, all right, just go cool down. Tell them to go off somewhere and hang out and like, just go have a breather. Do not tell them it's okay. Because it is not okay in that time. Tell them to go and take a breather and take a walk. Never tell them it's okay.
Right. You remove them from the situation, remove them from the group and you know, pull them aside. You know, maybe drink some of Kane's Tito's.
I'm comfortable.
and then when you're comfortable, come on back. I mean, it's not. Never feel bad saying no.
No.
Never. Never. Never.
See. So when I had my situation happen, I'll go into some details. I'll leave out a lot though.
All right.
But I had someone come over and I basically told him from the get-go that I did not want to do anything sexual. They kind of kept pushing me to be in that sexual, and it turned into them like trying to grab my underwear, like trying to grab my cock through my jeans, and I eventually like was just like to the point where they kept grabbing me and I kept saying no so many times that I literally got up off of my bed and said, you need to just leave. Mm-hmm. And basically just kicked them out, and I never talked to them ever again. But literally, like, that does happen.
Oh, yeah. No, I've kicked people out. It's like, a couple of years ago, actually closed the door on a guy. He showed up, was not what his picture was like, and I said, hi, nope, sorry. And close the door.
It comes back to that whole like, grinder profile.
Like 55 or like he was in his 50s or something, but he was supposed to be in his 20s. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's like, no, nope, sorry. You're out.
Again, I go back to that that floor mat that I saw. Come back when you match your profile
right,
photo
yes.
from Grindr. Exactly. And oh my gosh, that is so true.
Yes.
Don't false advertise.
Right?
It's never going to work.
Never. And just bait and switch. It's like, I'm a twink. And no, you're not.
So, what would you do in a situation where somebody says that they're a top and you're all ready, you're all cleaned out, they come over, and all of a sudden they come over and they strip down and they see your nice, beautiful, thick cock. And they're like, no, I'm not topping anymore. I'm going to top for you instead. And then they sit on you.
I mean, it depends. So it depends on my mood. So like if I am in a comfortable position, then yeah, certainly, you know, I definitely wanted, you know, something else, but being a switch like I am, there's, you know, a lot of flexibility to that. Now, if I were only a bottom, I'd be like, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we agreed upon before you showed up. If you're not going to do this, then you kind of just need to leave. Cause that's not what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we agreed upon this. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know yourself more than they know you. And this could be literally a mate doing this, and it's okay to be truthful. It's not okay to just hide it in and not say anything and just go with it, because you're not going to enjoy it, and you need to enjoy the encounter just as much as the other person is enjoying it. Is enjoying it as well. If both parties are not happy at the end, then
what was the point?
There's no point.
Right.
There's no point in doing it.
It's like. No. Oh, there's an hour of my life I'll never get back. Hey, thanks.
Hey, literally.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever played Getting Yes. Over It?
No.
No. Do not play it. You'll waste hours and hours and hours of your life, and you will never get over it.
Damn okay.
It.
So I can't remember if I said it at the top of the episode or not, but did I say happy anniversary to you two?
You did not.
Happy anniversary, you two.
Yes.
Like we're like an hour in, but it's your 1 year anniversary.
It is.
Y'all are one. You're almost walking. You can almost tell everybody to fuck off now. And baby boys, look at you doing the big boy thing.
Yeah.
Congratulations, y'all. What have you learned over the last year? Aside from being what a side is and what a pussy boy in denial is.
Well, I learned how to use the bathroom. Yay.
Oh, shit. Like the big boy potty mm-hmm. or the
yeah, the big the, boy
oh,
potty.
Nice. Ooh, can you flush it?
Yeah, I'm potty trained mm-hmm. a little bit.
Nice.
A little bit. I still wear 90s every once in a while.
That's cute though.
Yeah. And to be fair, it's our 1 year anniversary for the podcast, not that Canes and I are a couple. Let's just
no.
make that
no.
Let's just make
yes,
that
yes,
very,
yes.
very
sorry,
clear.
Sorry. Yes. The podcast. Happy anniversary for the podcast.
Yes. I wanted to clear that up because everybody that you know has designs on me and designs on Canes, like, what? Wait a minute! I didn't know they were a couple. God damn it!
That's gonna be
all
really
these years
funny.
And they only met each other once. Fuck! I'd love that relationship.
Yeah,
we've actually met a lot more than just once. I don't even know how many times
on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was here.
I mean, it seems like you guys met a lot more because it was like a 9 month stretch, it seems.
Right. So, no. We've hung out quite a bit, actually, over the years since 2017. So, we've had a...
It's crazy to me that when people are like, oh, yeah, you know, when you first started going to conventions, that was 2017. I'm like...
Uh-huh.
Hold up, wait a second, what?
Yep.
It was that long ago?
Yes, it was. Yes, indeed.
I'm like, man, I'm getting old.
Yeah. So 1 year on this podcast every other week. So this is the 26th episode, and we have done this for a year. And
Dang.
It was just...
We've grown so much.
No, we haven't. We're still just as juvenile as we have been.
You gave birth to me in that meantime. Like, literally, you guys gave birth to me.
I literally feel like we've done so much in the year.
Yeah.
Like... It's crazy to me how much we've also like just grown as like an actual podcast with like no advertisement.
Right.
It is mind blowing to me.
Mind-blowing.
Like all you listeners, right. Like you listeners, I am so grateful. Yes. Like you guys are amazing. So much.
Yes. It's insane. It's insane.
Are those tears?
Oh yes.
Leave me alone.
Tears of joy. Tears of joy. Tears of joy.
Hey, if I cry on stream, you'll have to cry on podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, I cry a lot on here.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be emotional, but it's so sweet.
I'm always
honestly,
emotional.
Though, guys, like, not to, like, you know, get sappy or anything towards the end of the episode or anything like that, but, like, all of our listeners out there, like, I know I still have a fucking year to go before I can like validate myself with any of this. But the fact that you guys made this podcast a year, shit happened. You dealt. You kept going.
Yep.
We're here now. We're keep going with it for another year, 2 years, 5 years, who knows how fuck long. But our listeners can attest that if you look and you've researched and you've looked up different pup podcasts, different education podcasts that have to do with pups and kinks, the length of time that those podcasts have lasted to where you've listened to their last episode a year ago, and they've only lasted 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and they've dropped off.
Yeah.
And we're still here strong, growing, creating an audience, continuing to put out content, creating to come out new stuff is something to actually be very proud of.
So, do either of you have anything else to say about Switch Sides, Pussy Boys in Denial, or our anniversary, or anything along that line, before we wrap this up and head on back to our puppy lives?
I love all of our listeners.
Oh, I love our listeners, too.
Every time someone, like, starts, you know, like, messaging me or anything else, like, it's so funny, because sometimes they always are a little scared.
Right.
To message me, and I'm like, I'm just a normal person. I don't bite. I bite unless you want me to bite. Yeah. And then I will bite hard.
Until we have agents, you can reach out to each one of us individually. So, and I don't think we'll ever have agents because we're not that.
I don't think so.
We're not that famous. Well, Dawson might get an agent at some point.
I'm my own agent. But on that note. Also, chat, I do appreciate y'all, and if I don't get back to y'all right away, I do apologize. Puppy tries to do as much as he can in either the group on stream or through podcast, because it's just easier for me. Plus, now with me only having one paw, it's very hard to text.
Yes.
So if y'all want to chit-chat, have any extra questions, anything like that, and want to reach out to us, not to do a shameless plug, but check me out on Twitch. On the off hours in between podcasts.
Of course.
You can check out Canes is usually sometimes in there with me. And Barely, we need to get you on there. We need to have a live, like, shoot the shit day.
I know. I've actually
been thinking about this.
I was debating on doing
it. We'll talk off pod.
Like,
off podcast.
Yeah. We wrap this up. Let's wrap this up first. So.
Okay. Y'all have been amazing.
You're all amazing.
An hour and 15 minutes?
I know. The time has gone by so fast.
I'm going to get so many dishes done this weekend, guys.
You've been listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about puppy play and all things consensual sexual kinks. I've been Barely Normal.
And I've been Canes.
And I'm Pup Dawson.
And we hope that all your things and parts are in the proper places, and we shall have you listen to us. Wow, I'm like, wow, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I haven't even had anything enhancing my thing today. I've had tea. That's what I've been drinking. So, roof, roof, roof. All right. Bye, everybody. I'm just going to end it there.
Bye.
'Off Leash' is an Injured Nerves production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Scout W, Astro Wolf, Dawson P, Reddy, Pup Feral, Rudy Pup, and Scout. We appreciate your support and donations.